This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Old Pastor Pendarvis coming out with another message. You know the Old Trailblazer? Sometimes I get to just a thinking. You know the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Shelton. Once in a while he would say, "You know, Dan, I'm just been a thinking." And the Old Trailblazer Pendarvis, sometimes I get to thinking. I like to go out on my back porch in the evening time and just get to thinking. But I praise the Lord that old Dan, been all the week now out here on the trail and getting kind of weary in this Friday morning. And we got to get back now and get home, get ready for the Lord's Day, Dan. Get you back there in the barn and get you some fresh hay and some oats. And clean up a little bit, get some fresh clothes and get ready. Don't you like to do that, my friend? I do. But we're looking at this study on the soon coming of our Lord. We're there now, looking at this in the New Testament. How that the prophets of old, the men of old, spoke of the second coming of Christ. But when we go there now over into the New Testament, we see the wise men wending their way from the east looking for that infant king. We saw that in our last study. The Lord grew up into manhood, and he says, "I will come again." He speaks of his second coming, and he tells the disciples, "I'm going in a far country and coming back in an hour when you think not. It may be at evening, it may be." We saw that in our last study. But listen, "Then again, our Lord declares he will come as the King of glory to sit upon the throne of glory. It may be in the blaze of the morning or the midnight darkness. But be ready." That was our thought yesterday, thinking of being ready for the return of the Lord. In the last discourse given to his disciples on Mount Olive, Christ tells them of the multiplied wars of famine and pestilence and shattering earthquakes, false prophets, deceitful workers, and then distress of nations when men's heart shall fail them for fear. Don't you see that now, my friend, on every hand, men and women dying with heart trouble? But he says, "Watch. I'll come as a lightning that shines from the east to the west with all my holy angels." He declares, "Two will be in the bed, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, and the other left." Then, that night of all nights, as he sat with his disciples at the Last Supper, ate the feast of the Passover with them, instituting the Lord's Supper, he noticed that they were troubled. They seemed to want to talk with him about their troubled hearts. They didn't understand all that was taking place, neither do you and I, my friend. But they knew that they were facing an hour that they had never faced before. Everything was uncertain to them. Everything was climaxing, so to speak, to that tragical hour. Then he turned to them and said, with all the tenderness and pathos of a heart, of love that went out to those he was soon to leave, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Then it seemed that he raised his eyes, no doubt towards heaven, and continued, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also." Oh, I wish you'd go there, my friend, over the weekend now, and read that 14th chapter of John. Go there and read it in its entirety. He says there, "I will come again." What comforts. "I will receive you." What words. That word "receive" means to take you by force. In other words, I'm coming back someday, And at an appointed time, talking to his own, "I'm going to kidnap you. I'll take you by force out of this world. I'll take you unto myself, and that where I am, you may be also." Shortly after this, he was betrayed in the garden by one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot. My friend, I've spent many hours thinking about Judas Iscariot. Oh, my friend, he says, they brought him before the judges. He was betrayed there for 30 pieces of silver. And then, you know the story. His heart got a hold to him. His conscience got a hold to him. He went out and hung himself, my friend. You know that didn't end at all. I've known a few people who have done that, committed suicide, and they left notes saying they ended it all. But no, my friend, they didn't end it all. They just began it all. To go out into eternity in a suicidal disgrace, my friend. Oh, but Lord, listen. They brought him before the judges, and there he stood in the morning, mocked, spit upon him, put a rope around his neck, led him as a lamb to the slaughter, standing there on the threshold, facing death as a substitute. Let's talk about that a moment. Do you have a substitute for your sin? Did you know, my friend, some of you have been listening to me, hearing me for quite a while, and I believe that you know the verses, the scriptures, much more than I ever will. And I believe you understand that man is a sinner by nature. Maybe it's dawned upon you that you're a sinner, a lost sinner, poor old lost sinner, out there with no hope. Is that you this morning? Did you know what I bring you? I bring you hope. There's a substitute, my friend. Every individual has to have a substitute. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Somebody to pay that price. Somebody to pay the appointed price. I'll tell you this little story. I've told it once or twice. This after the Civil War up there in Tennessee, the North and South War was over, and a bunch of the Southern soldiers had been arrested for treason, crossing over the line, doing those things. And there was five of them sentenced to be shot at daybreak this next day or two. And this one man was an elderly man, in his 50s, maybe. And he was from down there in South Alabama. He had a wife and five children back there on a little old farm that they owned. And they had a young man there, a little officer, I guess a little private maybe. Someone told me this story, said it was a true story. Said this young man had known this old man quite a while, knew of his story, knew of his life, knew that he had a wife and children. So in the morning, in the preceding hours, he went to his captain and he said, "Sir, I know it's unusual, but could I take old Joe's place? He's got a wife and five children. The war was over. They could go home if it was all right." He said, "I can't do that. I can't let you die for him. I'd have to get somebody a lot higher than I." But the story goes, he got that permission. And this young man stood there that morning with those other four guys, and they shot him, executed him by firearm. They buried him over there, like they did others, and let old Joe go home to his wife and children. Later on, after his children got pretty big and grown up, he told them one day, never had mentioned that to nobody. He said, "I want y'all to go with me up there in Tennessee, one of those old graveyards." And they found the old place and found this boy's grave. He growed up with little bushes and briars and stuff. And the old man took out his pocket knife and started cleaning back the grave and cleaned off the headstone so you could see his name. And he went to crying. He said, "This young man took y'all's daddy's place in that firing squad right over there. He said he took my place. He took as a substitute for me." And all the children gathered around him and began to cry and weep. His daddy told him that story. My friend, I can tell you a story better than that. Whole lot greater than that, my friend. That may bring tears to your eyes. But my Lord took my place there on Calvary's cross. He said, I came. I came that you might have life. He said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." He said, "It is finished," talking about my redemption. Did you know this morning, the old trailblazer, old Pastor Pendarvis, not one sin, my friend. I was a sinner, a great sinner. Sinner by choice, sinner by birth, sinner by God's decree. But not this morning, not one sin registered against the old trailblazer. Folks get so mad when I tell them that, these self-righteous devils. But there's no sin, my friend. Why? Because he said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing." He took my place. Wrote my name down there. And my friend, this morning, I have a substitute. He's my Lord and my Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And one day, as that scripture we read says, he's coming. He's coming again. I don't believe it's going to be long. I believe it'll be one bright, shiny morning. Graves will be open. Old tombs will be busted open. That cry will go up. That shout, I don't know what that shout will be. You don't either. But there'll be a shout. It'll get everybody's attention. Here he comes. Coming in glory, my friend. I don't know how to do anything, my friend. Oh, when we hear that voice, the angel announcing, listen, we will. He said he'll come as the King of glory, set up on that throne, and then, listen, he said, I'll come as lightning that shines from the east to the west. Two will be in the bed, one will be taken, the other left. Won't that be something? That's the night of all nights, my friend. We're not going to try to go there this morning. We'll wait till Monday to get started in there. But let me just ask you this morning, are you saved? Are you washed in the blood? We sang that song here, Are You Washed in the Blood? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, or are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I am, my friend. Are you? You make fun of the old trailblazer? Don't do that, my friend. I love you. I'm just bringing you the love of God. Oh, the love of God that passes knowledge, my friend. Why would the Lord love old sinner like old Pendarvis? I don't know. But he elected me before the foundation of the world, set his love upon me, and wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is your name written there, my friend? Mine is. Oh, at that great white throne judgment, he's going to call that recording angel up, and he's going to say, look up there and see if so-and-so's name is in the book. And the angel say, no, sir, my Lord, he's not there. He said, cast him into outer darkness. My friend, that's real to me. That's just as real as I'm sitting here behind this microphone. And I hope it is with you. Would you sit down and write to old trailblazer and tell me how the Lord saved you? Can you do that? The scriptures tell us, always be ready to give an account that the hope we have within us. And I don't have any trouble doing that. You call me, I'll tell you how the Lord saved me. I do that once in a while here on the radio. Though I asked you to ask your pastor to do that. You got a godly pastor, ask him to tell you one day. Tell him it'll be a blessing, preacher. Tell us how the Lord saved you. We don't want to hear how you shook some preacher's hand and made a decision for Jesus. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear how that you were awakened to your lost condition, come to see yourself as sinful and lost and doomed and damned, and the Lord shed mercy upon you and brought you to him, kneeling at his feet crying, Lord, Lord, help me. Lord, help this old preacher. Lord, help this young preacher. Lord, help old Pendarvis. Would you pray for me? I asked you, would you do that? Would you just pray for the old trailblazer? Pray for my family, my children, my congregation here at Radio Mission, where we bring you the gospel truth day by day, week after week. We're going to be back next week, same time, same station, about 100 stations. And I'd love to hear from you. Write me, let me hear from you. Help me with the broadcast. Send me $1, $2, whatever. This is picture month. Pastor Shelton, you say, this is picture month. Send me some pictures. People wouldn't know what he's talking about. I said, send me pictures of George Washington, Alexander Hamilton, and Andrew Jackson, and all those folks. And then remember the old trailblazer's address? The old trailblazer, post office box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.